Welcome to Zichur Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Brachos Daf Samech Gimel. This is going to be a short session as well today because we're going to have a lot of wrapping up to do. We're going to get to Samech Dalet and other materials as well. So today's going to be a short session of just the 3 points and the Simon. So here we go. Number one, Bar Kapara asks the following question. What's a small pasuk upon which all the fundamentals of the Torah depend? And he answered, B'kol derechecho de'eu, b'hu yerasher ochasecho. In all your ways you must know him, and he will straighten your paths. And Rav explained that in all your ways includes even one engaged in an aver, in a transgression. The pasuk's teaching that there are times when Hashem's honor demands that one must perform a transgression. An example of this is when Eliyahu and Navi brought offerings outside the base of Migdash in Har Carmel in the incident with the prophets of Baal, even though sacrificing outside the base of Migdash is a Torah prohibition. Number two, it was taught in a Braisa that when the rabbis entered Karen B'Yavne, they each opened up their drasha with words in honor of their hosts and housed them, and then Rabbi Yehuda further opened up his drasha, focusing on honoring those who were in Torah with the following pasuk. It says, Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayom Hazeh Yisraelam. Pay heed, Haskes, and listen, Yisrael. On this day you became a nation. Now, how does one make sense of this pasuk that implies the Torah was given on that day, because that's the day they became a nation when we get the Torah, when in fact it was given 40 years earlier? So Rabbi Yehuda answers that the pasuk is coming to teach you that on each and every day the Torah should be as dear to those who learn it as on the day it was given at Har Sinai. And number three, the Gemara says that the word haskes, which you just mentioned above, teaches asu kitos va'asku b'Torah, that one must form groups, asu kitos, form groups and engage in Torah learning because the Torah is only acquired through learning with others. And this is in accordance with Rabbi Yossi Bar Bichini, who said there will be a sword against those who sit alone and learn Torah. He said they'll also become foolish and make mistakes in judgment, and then as a result, they'll also come to sin. So once again, the 3 points are, Bar Kapara asked the question, what's a small pasuk upon which all the fundamentals of the Torah depend? And he answered, B'kol derechecho de'ehu, b'hu yerasher ochasecho, from Mishlei, in all your ways you must know him, and he will straighten your paths. And Rav explained that in all your ways includes even one engaged in an avera. And the pasuk teaches there are times when Hashem's honor demands that one perform a transgression. Number two, we saw in a braisa when the rabbis entered Karen B'Yavne, they each opened up with a drasha with words in honor of their hosts. And the Rav Yehuda further opened up his drasha, focusing on the honoring those who were in Torah, with the following pasuk, Haskes Shema Yisrael, Hayom Hazeh Nies La'am Peheed. And listening, so on this day you became a nation. And he asked the question, how can he say that they became a nation on that day? This is 40 years after getting the Torah at Har Sinai, and he answers, the pasuk is coming to teach you that on each and every day, the Torah should be as dear to those who learn it as on the day it was given at Har Sinai. And number three, the Gemara says that the word haskes, which we just mentioned, teaches asu kitos, kitos va'asku b'Torah, that one must form groups, asu kitos, engage in Torah learning, because the Torah is only acquired through learning with others, which is what Rabbi Yossi Bar Bichini said. He said, there'll be a sword against those who sit alone and learn Torah. They'll become foolish and they'll make mistakes in judgment, which will also result then in coming to sin. All right, so now we go to our Siman. So we're still in the Zichru Adar Choose the Siman contest. And in this case of Samech Gimel, there are two strong suggestions came in from groups of people. Many people suggested Samech Gimel should be cigarettes. And another group of people suggested Segways. Segways are those things the boys buzz around town on, the electric sort of scooters without a handle. You just step on it and you zip around town. So in terms of cigarettes and segues, I'd gotten a request a while back from one of our members as a doctor, and he said, please, when it comes to Samech Gimel, don't use cigarettes. So I'm going to go with the Surgeon General here in Zichruland and follow his advisory. We're not going to use cigarettes, but we're going to use segues as our standard siman. So thank you, everybody, for suggesting segues. So here we go. The Yeshiva Katana boys sped to the base midrash on their segues, taking every type of straight path, eager to learn Torah as if it was just given that day and making sure to get the most by learning in groups. Once again, in slow motion, the Yeshiva Katana boys sped to the Beis Midrash on their segues. Oh, segues, that reminds us one tough Samech Gimel. So once again, the Yeshiva Katana boys sped to the Beis Midrash on their segues, taking every type of straight path, which reminds us of Bar Kapara asked the question, what's a small pasuk, a short pasuk, upon which all the fundamentals of the Torah depend? And he answered, B'chol derechecho de'ehu, v'yishar chasecho, in all your ways you must know him, and he will straighten your path. So straighten path, the straight path reminds us of Bar Kapara. And Rav said that means at the times when you can know Shem, even by doing a transgression, I'm coming ramas to the fact they sped to the base midrash. And sometimes you might even find them park their segues inside shul. But we'll just mention speeding as a remnant to the idea of transgressing that Rav had mentioned. So here we go. Shiva Kananda boys sped to the basement on their segways, taking every type of straight path, eager to learn Torah as if it was just given that day. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's drasha, that Haskes, even though the Nesam, he became a nation, he's talking about an event that's 40 years after Har Sinai, because we're taught that every day when we learn Torah should be as dear to us as if we're getting it fresh today, as it was we're receiving it today directly from Hashem, and making sure to get the most by learning in groups, because they also learn Haskes, tells us Asu Kitos Kitos Va'asku B'Torah, that one must form groups and engage in learning, because the Torah is only acquired through learning with others. And this is in accordance with Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chinu, who said there'll be a sword against those who sit alone and learn Torah, and the people who learn alone would become foolish, they'll make mistakes in judgment, and they'll also come to sin. So once again, the siman is, the Yeshiva Katana boys sped to the basement on their segways, taking every type of straight path, eager to learn Torah as if it was just given that day, and making sure to get the most by learning in groups. So that's our session today on Daf Samach Gimel. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldberg from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.